Hey Stoics in Training. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom with a side of caffeine fuel motivation. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? You know, one minute you're on top of the world, the next you're down in the dumps faster than a dropped ice cream cone. We all experience these emotional rollercoaster rides, but guess what? There's science behind how we can actually regulate those feelings and become the captain of our own emotional ship. That's right, folks, today we're diving into the fascinating world of emotional regulation because mastering your emotions isn't just about feeling good, it's about living a more focused, intentional, and ultimately, happier life. So, what are some key takeaways from this scientific exploration? First off, our brains are wired for survival. Think about it, those fight or flight responses. Ancient tools designed to keep us safe from saber-toothed tigers, not that annoying email from your boss. While useful in extreme situations, those automatic reactions can hijack our emotions in everyday life, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and reactive. But here's the good news. We're not just slaves to our biology. Through conscious effort and practice, we can actually rewire those neural pathways. Think of it like a muscle. The more you exercise emotional regulation, the stronger it gets. And that brings me to my next point. Mindfulness. This isn't about meditating for hours on end, though. If that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is simply paying attention to the present moment without judgment. Notice those feelings as they arise, like waves crashing on a shore. Observe them without getting swept away. This awareness gives us space to choose our response instead of reacting impulsively. Now, let's talk about self-compassion. Ever notice how we're often our own harshest critics? We beat ourselves up for mistakes, dwell on negative thoughts, and forget to celebrate those small victories. But here's the deal. Treating ourselves with kindness and understanding is crucial for emotional regulation. Talk to yourself like you would a good friend, offer support, encouragement, and forgiveness. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. Next up, cognitive reframing. This is about challenging those negative thought patterns that fuel our emotions. Ever notice how your thoughts can spiral out of control? Like, I messed up this presentation, now I'm a failure. Try reframing those thoughts with a more balanced perspective. Yes, the presentation didn't go perfectly, but there were also some strong points I learned from this experience and can do better next time. See the difference? Finally, let's not forget the power of connection. Humans are social creatures, we thrive on relationships. Sharing our feelings with trusted friends or family members can provide valuable support and perspective. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed by emotions. Maybe it was during a stressful work deadline, a heated argument with a loved one, or even just a bad day that seemed to spiral out of control. Now, apply these key takeaways: mindfulness, self-compassion, cognitive reframing, and connection to that scenario. How might things have unfolded differently? Could you have navigated those emotions with more grace and composure? So, what are we taking away from this Stoic science lesson? Emotional regulation isn't about suppressing our feelings, it's about mastering them. By understanding the science behind our emotions, practicing mindfulness, cultivating self-compassion, reframing our thoughts, and nurturing our connections, we can become more resilient, adaptable, and ultimately happier individuals. Remember, you have the power to choose your emotional response. Don't let your emotions control you. Take charge of your inner world and live a life filled with purpose, clarity, and calm. Keep practicing those Stoic principles. Share this episode with a friend who needs a boost of wisdom and leave a review if you enjoyed it. Until tomorrow, keep striving for that daily dose of power, calm, and clarity. See ya.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.